It's the 30th of August, 1988, and we have here with us Mojtaba Ahmadi, or other known as Mickey. What's your name? Say your name.
Yeah.
Say it.
My name is Mojtaba Ahmadi, known as Mickey.
And where were you born, Mickey?
In Tehran, Iran. Well,
why don't you sit right here? When were you born?
2-8-59 in Tehran.
And what, I want to know, what happened in your life? Today you just got out of jail, right?
I just got out of jail right this morning.
Just got out of jail this morning. Why don't you, just tell me your life story, what it was like being a kid, family life, and then using, and you're free today. If you want to cry, you can cry. I'm going to cook the dinner. You just talk, man.
Okay. Yeah, as far as I remember.
You were born in Attic.
Born in Attic. I'll say it today. I never believed in this shit. And I was practicing outside now. You know, he was telling me. Oh, the junkie, oh, the Attic. It was like, cursing me out. No, I'm not. Anyway. I don't even know when I started, you know, using drugs. I really don't. I don't remember. I was maybe 12 or 13. Started smoking hash, partying, you know, with a classmate, you know, with a friend. You know. Not going to school, going, you know, shooting pool, a whole bunch of shit like this. Being high all day. Started smoking heroin when I was 17 in 11th grade, high school. You know. And, 2 months later, and the first time I ever, you know, ever smoked heroin, my mom found shit in my pocket. I said, what it was? I said, you know, this is the kind of powder they gave me, you know, to stay awake, to study. Said, you know, I gotta take a taste tomorrow in school, you know, I'll be awake all night. And, a poor woman, she went for it. Second time she found it, you know, man, it's summertime, you don't go to school. She took it, you know, somebody she knew and disappeared, that was her. That was like a, you know, catastrophe, you know, my son. And, when I was 18, when I first got methadone, she took me to a, you know, methadone clinic and shit, so check me in. Started taking meth. I didn't like it because you know, smoke no heroin on the top of it. Seriously, man. I didn't like no methadone because, you know, I wouldn't feel no heroin. So I stopped taking meth. Because to me, you know, then methadone was like a, I don't know, kind of medication. I was so hard-headed, man, you know, I just wanted to stay out, party. When I was 18, I graduated high school. And, since my father was in the army, you know, he made some kind of deal, some kind of shit, you know, that I didn't go to service. So, my younger brother, 2 years younger than I, he was in 11th grade for high school. commenting on the state as well. They're going to send us both over here. And so the junkie, the city is hitting us. We don't deserve it. So they send him over here. Send us to Germany because it was closer to back home. They could, you know, keep their eye on us. I went down there instead of going to college. I started, you know, shooting those. Because you can't smoke at those times. You know, that was another lesson of, I mean, all that. The new shooting. I liked it. So. I don't remember that shit. I always think about it. Anyway. Never finished the college. Went up to second year. Somehow. I don't even know how. And, anyway, I don't even know. So frustrated at me. I came here about 4 years ago, United States, from Germany, because I couldn't do nothing over there. And I just, you know, I came over here so I can stick with my brothers. And, really, always thought, you know, he was the one who was, you know, jerking me around. You know, I was the one, I still am the one. You know, can't go right. I think that's my brain or something, and, you know, I just get bored. You know, in the right way. Anyway, that's the hardest time, you know, that I think happened in my life, or I had in my life, last couple of years. Because I felt myself the loneliest man in the world, lost everybody, you know. For me, lying, you know, ripping, running, stealing. And anybody else, especially people who love me, you know, my family. And, came to NA about 2 years ago by an accident. Somebody told me to go to this meeting, you know, it helped. Came to the meeting. It did help, but I was bored again. You know, I couldn't handle it. One shot fucked me up. First shot. So I went back up. Came back in, went back up, came back in, went back up. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed going to the meeting, man. But it's this time. I feel like everybody's looking at me like, you know, fast. So you can't make it. That would make it this time.
Talk about your feelings,
man,
your pain, how it was out there.
You know, I think, I like pain, you know, that's the thing I am, you know, I can't just say, anytime I don't have no pain, everything's going right, you know, I'll find some type of pain for myself, you know, some kind of shit, some kind of excuse to go out and do it, you know. I don't know. You know, you use dope and you're shooting, ripping and running outside. You don't realize what the fuck you are, man, or you know, what you're doing. And you can't take it, you're a junkie, you know, you're a thief, you're a pimp sometimes. You know? Like a pimp was always to me like an insult. Who, me? Being a pimp? Man, I always pictured that girl, man, you know? You look at it that way, you know, I always said, you know, I loved her, she said she loved me, but, you know, sitting home waiting for money, that's pimping, ain't it? You know, that's what a pimp does. There's no love. You're a dope partner, that's all you are. You know? That's what dope does to you, man. You get to the lowest you can get. Deeper than the thought. You know, every time I got clean, I thought that was my bottom, man. You know, went back up. Obviously, it wasn't. I hope it isn't. I'm trying to remember about all that shit. How it was. Ego. Man, being proud of, you know. But you're not even that shit. You're not that thing, man. But you just think you are. You know, because of. Like somebody else is. Like my parents is that. My brother is that, you know. So, on that too, man. Fuck that. You ain't nothing. You're but nothing but a junkie, you know. Nothing. Junkie steals lies, you know, sleeps on the fucking street, on the park bench, you know, still can't take shit from nobody. Who, me? I even stole a car last night, man, before I went in. Never thought I was gonna steal. Me stealing a car, that's a big shit, man. I did it. The car I was driving, the last car, man, I was sold. I didn't go and steal it. I went to the guy and, you know, told him I was gonna pay him later on. He went through the car, he gave me the title and everything, I never paid him. I never paid the man. So the car broke down on the highway. So I left the car, wasn't even mine. So bye. You know, 6-7 years ago, me, somebody like me today was, wow, a big criminal. That's all I am today, man. Criminal. Always thought I was a sensitive man, you know, sensitive. Good boy, you know. We shoot stoves, we get high, so what? You know, that ended up being a fucking criminal. I don't know, I might have killed somebody fucking, you know, with a different goal. And I realized, you know, end up killing somebody fucking for that. For anything, maybe for $40. Seriously. Stick somebody up. Whatever. The longest clean time I ever had was 6 months. Not even 6 months. 5 months or something. Anyway, I just got out of jail today. That was another experience. DC jail. sometimes thought I could make it to go into VP here, but I can't make it. I can't handle it. That's a big thing. That's a whole bunch of hazards. I can't make it. I made it. I think now I can make it if I go to bigger jail. I can have issues and shit, you know. But if I go, you gotta make it. That's where I'm not trying to go, man. Hope I won't. I can't remember the name. Maybe later.
What you've done, how you feel, what it's like.
It's alright so far, man. I haven't been out that long yet. But I have experienced it, man. It feels good. When you're clean, you know, it does feel good. You know, like I said, I get bored, you know. I feel like, okay, I want a vacation, you know. One shot, one stop. You know? I'm even talking like a don't sound. Anyway. And that shit changes everything about me. My personality, like everything, everything. I become a piece of shit. It does. Made a criminal out of me, man. I used to be a little, I mean, the whole family, everybody else was, you know, pointing me, like telling their kids, you know, see him, learn from him, see how polite he is, see how, you know, whatever this and that is. I ended up, you know, everybody else, you know, try to get their kids away from me, because I was a junkie. Don't hang out with him. In high school, I thought I was a big shot. Da. I was a da. Never believed in God, man, never. Only time I believed in God was, you know, the time I was in trouble. Just asking something, somebody, you know, help me. Help me to get out so I can, you know, I can start all over. Please. Don't keep me in jail. Don't keep me in your hospital. Don't keep me in your locked up home, you know. Do something, God. There is a God. Always, you know, wanted something from everybody. Wanted everybody to do something for me, because I don't know. But, you know, who the fuck I was. Expecting everybody to do shit for me.
You're talking.
I'm talking. I'm trying to remember.
You're talking?
Yes. I can't think about, you know, things I've done.
How you felt?
When I was using? I don't know, I didn't feel nothing. I can't say I felt good or bad. The new shit does, shit makes you feel good, right? But, when you look at it, when you get clean, you know, or I don't know, when you're still using, sometimes you look at yourself like, you know, man, I'm a piece of shit. If you think about it. Most of the time you don't even think about nothing. You know? Anyway. Chris, I don't even remember anything else. I mean, I'm just going all the way back, deep, you know, into my memory. I can't remember now. All I know is that, you know, she was bad, man. She was fucked up. Fucked up. Yeah, like, you know, when I was like 19, back in Germany, I used to fuck old women for money. Seriously, 55, 60 years old sometimes. 50 years old women. Used to pass me around, you know, each other for money. 50 marks, 60 marks, sometimes 100 marks. Using the car, driving the car. I was a handsome, cute little boy. I'm not that no more anymore. Anyway, you know? I start shooting build, man. I've become so ugly and skinny and shit, man. Not even faggots would look at me. Yeah. So I gotta go start hustling, you know, steal, lie. Pimp. Shit, I hate that word. I'd rather be a thief than a pimp. All this stuff, you know, I love her. She loves me. She wanted somebody, I wanted somebody too, you know. She wanted protection, I wanted nothing. I'm dope. I mean, nothing but two dope parts. I don't even know where she is. I want to know where she is. Ugly. Look at it from this point. You know, every time you get busted, you get, you know, busted. You know, it gets worse. Never gets better. Yep. I'm tired of going back to it again. Swear to God, I'm tired. Chris, should I turn it off and go back on later on? Turn it off, Chris.
Turn it off.
I can't remember nothing. I can turn it off and go back.
Okay, part two.
Part two. You know, I just remember something funny. I just
wow.
Anyway, this morning in the jail, I called the pretrial services to find out about my cases, you know, pending cases I have, my bond and everything. So I told the man on the phone. What case number, right? He said, okay, what's your name? I said, Mustafa Ahmadi. He said, no, that's not your name. I said, okay, what do you think my name is? He said, Arturo Ramirez. Spanish name. I said, no, it's not. He said, yes, it is. It says on the computer. And You used so many names last year. Cashing all those checks. I didn't remember, you know. If they had some names on the computer on me too. I said, yeah, you're right. But my name is Mustafa Ahmadi too. Not only that. Yeah, that was another name I used. Shit. Anyway, that was funny too. I was worried it wasn't funny then, you know. Man told me my new social security number, birthday, and everything. I didn't even remember. I was using the whole thing last year.
What about
those?
You gave your mother
300 attacks? Yeah, I gave my mother three strokes, a heart attack.
How?
Well, you know, she by getting the bad news about it, you know, like finding the dope in my pocket. My son is becoming a junkie, a heroin addict. The second time hurting it out, you know, or hearing. But I was shooting dope over to Germany, you know, the third time, you know, when I OD'd, she find me in a locked door bathroom, right, next to the pool. I was pretending that I was taking a shower after, you know, everybody else is swimming. I'm in a locked door bathroom, you know, for 2-3 hours. And she missed me finally, you know, came to the window, saw me laying down with works in my, you know, my needle. So she broke the window and came in and, you know, saved my life. And all that shit, after I came back home, in the hospital, she goes and sits down, and she has a third heart attack. That's sad. I don't know what I would do, man, if she died. I mean, from me, because of me. I would kill myself. That's killing people, man. You don't only hurt yourself, you know, you hurt a whole bunch of people. I said that in tape, too. Approval.